This call is being recorded.
This is John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal, and I'm here with our analyst, Jessica Rodella, who will be talking about Tether. Jessica.
Great, thank you. So Tether claimed the same is to be the stable coin. It's designed to maintain the same value and is claimed to be backed by fiat money in a one-to-one ratio. So in other words, one U.S. dollar would equate to one Tether. So the problem that it claims to solve and aims to solve is that they are supposed to provide the benefits of blockchain, but with your traditional currency. So I think that there's really three main ways that people would leverage this. Number one is for the exchanges. There's a lot of challenges for exchanges to accept fiat deposits and withdrawals, especially around the difficulty of, you know, finding payment providers and the cost of small value transfers and things like that. So Tether will allow those exchanges to do that. When it comes to individuals, you know, it's helping individuals make safe and secure transactions in U.S. dollars by eliminating any middleman, as well as the risk of storing fiat currency on an exchange. That would take that out. So you don't really, you know, need to leave any of that on there in order to purchase different cryptos. And then again, with merchants to use this, you know, they can price their goods in fiat currency, not something like Bitcoin, which is volatile and can change in value. So it would eliminate that conversion and also enhance greater privacy. So that's the aim. Where I get concerned around this is that it seems to be kind of steering away from the decentralized nature of crypto on a whole. It's really, you know, by being backed by the U.S. dollar, there is a lot of regulation that's going to come from that, I think. And then it also seems to kind of just hope, how can I say this nicely? It seems like those who want Tether to succeed want Bitcoin to fail. So it seems like it's kind of poking at the entire crypto world on a whole, because people would use Tether when, you know, Bitcoin is rapidly decreasing or any other coin, and then pull your money out of Bitcoin, put it in Tether, and then keep it there and try to not have to, you know, deal with those transactions and volatility of Bitcoin on the whole. So for me, it seems kind of like a anti-crypto coin in itself. And I mean, there are a lot of regulatory risks. You know, the power of the dollar is constantly eroding due to inflation. So it's tough to look at this as an investment. It's more like, I feel like Tether is like a deposit in a risky bank account that pays 0% interest.
But that's, yeah, and that's also, we've studied, for example, Steam and the Steam dollar very carefully. And so Steam dollar was supposed to have a peg to the U.S. dollar. And the challenge is it turns out it's really hard to peg a crypto to a fiat currency for a variety of complicated reasons. But once you lose the peg, it's very difficult to go back and put the peg back in place, because if, you know, your Steam dollar is now actually worth $5, it's really hard. Like, nobody wants to then take it and cut it back down to a dollar. And so very few people have the courage or the stomach for doing that. So we haven't seen a lot of success in this space doing this successfully. And to your point, it's hard.
Right. And the other thing, I mean, not only is there, it's a very confusing mission statement for those who are new to the crypto world to kind of just say, well, isn't, you know, crypto kind of all about moving away from the U.S. dollar and banks and centralizing all of that? So not only is it kind of difficult to digest, but their management team is a bit sketchy. If we look at it, there's a kind of strange partnership between Bitfinex and Tether. And there's been a lot of accusations that together they've been working towards, you know, fraudulent money laundering and all of that. And then there's a whole nother thing out there where people are not convinced that they actually have enough U.S. dollars to back their Tether. So they might say, you know, they have all of this. And you know, if everyone, you know, they have the money to back their tokens, but what happens if everyone wants to withdraw all the Tether at the same time? They need to have enough U.S. dollars, like a bank would, to provide back to their, you know, their holders. So to me, it kind of seems like we're steering right back into the reason for moving away from centralized banking on a whole. So there's that. And then there's also, if you look at their website, they have a legal section that claims point blank that the Tethers are not money and that their coin isn't really worth anything. So I wonder, is that just them trying to enforce legal protection on themselves? Or, I mean, it seems strange
Yeah.
to put that out there. So for me, that was another red flag. And if we look at, you know, whether or not it's a functioning product, it is. I mean, the dollar, the euro is on it, they're going to add more currencies. But overall, on a whole, I mean, I think there's a lot of skepticism out there, a lot of confusion. It's difficult to understand. And to me, I just don't really, it doesn't seem like something I would want to invest in. But if we look at all the economic factors and everything in our rating score, the short-term potential is pretty low. It's a 2.9, which is not great, and the long potential isn't even that much higher. It's a 3.1. So I think it's risky, this one.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. Jessica Rodella for Bitcoin Market Journal. I'm John Hargrave. Thanks.